Right now, the government of the United States needs a little help as it careens toward a much dreaded outcome of this entire budgetary crisis. It's known as the fiscal cliff, and one of the very useful things about a fine column by my guest, Mark Thiessen, he's a former member of the White House senior staff and was also chief speechwriter to the president and the Secretary of Defense, that would be under the Bush administration. He is one of the few Republican voices out there who is saying, hey, fiscal cliff, let's jump. Mark Thiessen, thanks very much for joining us.
For having me on.
Well, one of the things that I think we should go over before we get into jumping over the fiscal cliff, there a whole bunch of things that happen if we go ahead and allow all of the Bush tax reforms to expire. One of them that would hit a lot of our listeners very directly is the child tax credit, the credit right now everybody gets in taxes from $1,000 per child, which we get today, would be dropping down to $500 per child. So that means that if your parents who are eligible for the child tax credit, say if you have three kids, that's $1,500 more right there. Plus the 10% income tax bracket goes away and everybody starts paying taxes at 15% instead of 10%. Why is this a good thing?
Well, I'm the father of four children, so that's going to hit me pretty hard.
Right.
But it's not just that. I mean, the alternative minimum tax patch that's passed every year that exempts about 31 million Americans from the AMT, that's going to go away. The expansions of the earned income tax credit and other things. There's a lot of things that are going to go away in addition to the Bush tax rates for upper income people.
So let's just get this clear. I have heard the estimate, and I think it's fairly reliable. I think the good folks at AEI, which is where you're a senior fellow, they have said that the average American family earning about $50,000 a year per household would see increased taxes of more than $300 a month. Do you think that's accurate?
If the good folks at the American Enterprise Institute say it's accurate, I say they're right.
well, that's punishing for a lot of families.
Well, you know something. I think we need to get past this fiscal cliff, because the reality is that right now the situation is there's an imbalance in the negotiations. President Obama is basically daring Republicans to go over the cliff, and he wants to get them to raise tax rates on the wealthy and on also small businesses, which are counted as the wealthy. Anyone over $250,000, a small business making $250,000 is not rich, but it's treated as if it's rich under the tax code. And so what he wants to do is raise taxes on job creators. And he's saying, look, if you don't go along with this and come to a deal, then we're going to blame you for all these tax rates going up. And I think what we have to do is just say, okay, we're going to have taxes go up on everybody. You know, the reality is the American people voted for big government in November, and big government costs money. And so if right up until now, the Republican Party has, the biggest mistake we made was 2 years ago was keeping the Bush by extending the Bush tax cuts for another 2 years, because what it did is it prevented the economy from nosediving, which it would have. And it also made people not feel the pain of big government, because we've added $1 trillion to our debt a year since Barack Obama took office, but no one's paid more taxes. So it's free money. It's just a theoretical problem.
And in fact, we've paid a lot less in taxes. I was just talking to my audience moments ago, Mark Thiessen, about the figures, which are pretty inarguable, about for the first time in the whole post-war period, we've gone below 16% of GDP the federal government takes in revenue. And it's been 4 years in a row under Obama that we've taken in 15-something in revenue. That's just way lower than it should
cuts.
Be.
We've done this tax holiday on the payroll tax, where we're only paying for Social Security is going bankrupt. We're cutting the taxes that fund Social Security, and so we've got this runaway government, runaway spending, and no one's feeling it. I mean, it's all theoretical for Americans. When we went into this election, we're saying, oh, we've added $5 trillion to the debt in 5 years, and we're borrowing the money from China, and the stimulus was $850 billion, and $1 trillion for Obamacare. And fact checkers fight over what the numbers are. But the reality is, no one feels it in their pocketbook. And the reality is big government costs money. And so if we want to vote for big government, if we want to elect the politicians who won't restrain the size of government, then everybody has to pay for it. Because the alternative to everyone paying for it and everyone's taxes going up is we borrow the money from China and pass the bill on to our children and grandchildren, my four children, and your listeners' four many children. And we've got to stop doing that. So the reality is I am perfectly fine with going back to the Clinton tax rates, because that's essentially what will happen. If Barack Obama went across the country saying, we just want to go back to the Clinton tax rate. He meant for the wealthy, but he said, we want to go back to the Clinton tax rates. And we created 23 million jobs and we balanced the budget and we created millionaires and grew our economy. Well, okay, fine. Let's go back to all the Clinton tax rates.
Well, let's only do that under one circumstance. And this is a very important point, I think, which is, I did a piece over Thanksgiving because I couldn't stop thinking about this, being the nerd that I am, with a very full belly on Thursday night. I did this piece. It's in Daily Beast right now. It basically is called The Unanswered Question. And the unanswered question is a question nobody even asks. Okay, if the Clinton tax rates were so wonderful and so perfect, let's go back to all the Clinton tax rates, but let's also go back to the Clinton spending rates.
Well, there you go.
Because we were spending vastly less under Bill Clinton. We're spending about 18% of GDP. Right now we're spending 24%. So if they're willing to agree, okay, we're going to go back to Clinton tax rates, let's insist that that they go back to Clinton spending rates. You think they'll make that deal?
Well, I doubt they'll make that deal. I mean, look, if you follow Obama's tax plan, okay, you will raise about $80 billion a year. If you raise tax rates as he wants to on the wealthy, on the people making above $250,000, you will raise $80 billion a year, roughly. We are spending $1 trillion a year more than we take in. So you don't even get close to the problem. The only way to address the spending problem we have, if you really want to address the taxes, is for all Americans to pay higher taxes across the board, every one of us. Or we get spending under control. those are our choices. And so, look, Americans basically said last year in the election, Obama's great. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep spending $1 trillion more than we can take in. And I don't want to have to pay more taxes. Well, that's untenable. At some point, we've just got to let the people feel the consequences of their decision for the past 4 years.
There's a problem here. Punishment is not popular. I mean, unless you run in 50 Shades of Gray circles. But I mean, punishment is not usually something people vote for.
I'm putting it colorfully.